in order for the nervous system to heal, it has to feel safe. So we have to create safety in the body before we can reunite with our inner child and heal that portion of us.
Hello, and welcome to Soul Via Soul. I'm your host, Jada. And this is a show where we will help you navigate your midlife awakening with inner child healing and holistic health tools from a therapist and physician assistant so you can create a life that you love and one that loves you back. Your dreamy second half of life. From nervous system regulation to techniques to healing your inner child, I've got it all covered. So let's dive into the show.
Hi, I'm Jada, and welcome. I have literally tried to record this video with this message now at least 5 times, and I finally decided to just scrap the script and just talk, because to me, that's the best and most authentic way to communicate anyway. And as a PA and therapist in my professional life, I have helped so many women get to the other side of their life. And it's a privilege and an honor to be able to do that. And I'm humbled to serve and help other women create the life of their dreams. And I say that, and I know that that's a bold statement. So let me back that up a little bit. I didn't always feel this way I feel about myself now. I used to struggle about my worth. I used to struggle whether I was good enough. I really struggled with understanding and believing that I deserve to have good things in life. I really did, until my therapist a decade ago told me that she was going to teach me how to hold my heart with care. And I thought, I have no idea what this woman is talking about. But I was at a point in my life that I knew that something had to change. And maybe that's where you are. Maybe you are at the point of knowing that whatever you've been doing isn't working. And it's time for you to try something different. And maybe that's why you're here listening to me now. But I can tell you that the life I have now, which I love, and I'm traveling and working all over the world, helping women just like you feel completely in love with their lives. But that wasn't always how I felt about mine. It's the reason I became a therapist. When I did 5 years of my own work, I understood the connection between healing my inner child and having the life that I want. You see, because if we don't feel worthy, if we don't feel good enough, those beliefs, those false beliefs that we have about ourselves will absolutely impact what shows up in our life. Because when we don't believe that we're good enough, then we will have behaviors that will cause us to be people pleasers or perfectionists or someone with sloppy boundaries, so that you try so very hard to prove to yourself and the whole world that you are worthy. Well, and that leaves us exhausted. That causes increased levels of stress, which causes our cortisol to rise, which then impacts our hormones and our immune system, and it impacts our physical health, because the mind and the body are connected. So I created this program, which is what I'm going to talk about today, called Unbecoming. And even the name Unbecoming is about unbecoming the things that you have learned from childhood that are showing up in your life today. We need to unbecome the things that no longer serve us. We need to unlearn the things that no longer align, so that we can create the life that we want, that you want. Now, I get that you may be saying, look, Jada, I've done the workbooks. I've done all the programs. I've read the books. Like, how is this different? I get it. But it's different because of maybe 3 main reasons. Let's talk about the 3 reasons why this program is different. Number one. It's more than talk therapy. Now, I am a therapist and I love talk therapy. However, talk therapy has its limits. It only allows us to go into the mind. But we now know, research has shown, that the body actually holds trauma. And you don't have to have major trauma to have all sorts of limiting beliefs be stored in your body. In therapy, there's something called big T trauma and little T trauma. And little T trauma can just be those disappointments that we have growing up in life. From childhood to adult can be traumatic, just growing up. So all those hurts and wounds that we have along the way add up, and it creates a false narrative about our worth. When we are actually doing the healing journey, we have to go beyond talk therapy. We have to invite the body in the process of healing. We have to include the nervous system. We have to understand that in order for the nervous system to heal, it has to feel safe. So we have to create safety in the body before we can reunite with our inner child and heal that portion of us. So this program does more than just talk therapy. It's self-paced, which you get to choose how and when you do the program, and you can take it at your own pace, and you can go back and redo all sorts of lessons if you want to, which you probably will, and I would encourage you to do. But it's more than talk therapy. It teaches you tools on how to encourage and bring the body into the healing process, which is super important. Number two, it's also about rewriting our subconscious, because like I said before, we have those limiting beliefs form in childhood. Now, I'm going to put my science hat on for just a hot second. In childhood, our brain waves are very different. Before that, around the age of 7, our brain waves are in the theta and delta brain waves. They're very low, which is why it's so easy for children to spend so much time in their imagination. So when we are in those brain waves, that's the brain waves of the subconscious. So as children, we spend most of our time in our subconscious mind. This is important because as we age, our brain waves change. So our brain waves switch to higher functioning, not higher functioning, but higher frequency brain waves. So they go faster, basically. But now we're in the conscious brain. We're in the rational brain. We're in the thinking brain. We're no longer in the sensing and feeling brain waves, which children spend their lives in. Now we're more into our mind. But those beliefs that we have about our worth are stored in our subconscious. So we have to actually engage tools that drop us back into our subconscious, that allow us to rewrite that narrative, because our subconscious mind controls 98% of what shows up in our life today. So the life you're currently living is due to the beliefs that you have that formed when you were a child. Therefore, in order to go deep enough to rewrite those narratives, those false beliefs we have to do subconscious reprogramming work. That's exactly what this program does and more. Thirdly, it's a holistic approach. Being a PA and a therapist, I will bring all the tools and resources that help you understand that the mind and the body are connected. And when we learn those unhealthy patterns that we haven't gone back to rewrite, that actually will show up in relationships today. It'll show up in potentially physical ailments in addition to mental health or stressors that are causing us to not be living and enjoying our best lives. And I say best lives, that's kind of a loosey-goosey term, right? But really, truly, when we are living in alignment, when we have learned the tools, when we have reprogrammed our subconscious, it has the power to attract new things into our life today. Because the things that we believe about ourselves as a child, is what will manifest in our life today. So if we want to change something in our lives today, we have to go back. We have to go inward and take a step backward and look at the rearview mirror, embrace our inner child, rewrite the story, so that we can create new patterns for our lives. And the program also gives you tools. It gives you tools to do that. It gives you tools that you can use today and continue to use throughout your life, because the brain is hardwired to keep us safe. And when you're trying to learn new things, the brain wants to keep you from learning those new things. Not in a self-sabotaging way, but just that our brain's hardwired for familiar. And whenever we do something new, there's a little pushback. But our brains also have neuroplasticity, which means we can learn new things. And the program also gives you the tools so that you can continue on your healing journey. So to recap, this is a program that's going to help you find safety in your body, rewrite your subconscious, and is a holistic approach which incorporates mind-body healing. And when we're doing the inner healing work, we also have to understand what it is to honor our physical body through this process. It's an important concept to really understand that the trauma, even little traumas, are stored in our body. We have to go into the body in order to heal, and we have to go into the subconscious brain in order to heal as well. And then we have to also have this understanding that it's all connected. And when we heal parts of our emotional health, we're also going to heal parts of our physical health and wellness. So I'm super excited that you're here. And for a limited time, I'm discounting this program because it's the most important, powerful work I've ever done. And I'm wrapping up 5 years of my own healing and my own training into this program, Unbecoming, so that we can unbecome the things we had to become in order to survive and move into thriving. And for a limited time, I'm giving you $200 off because I'm a nice person, number one. Number two is because human nature. Human nature is we're going to pause if we don't see there's some desire or there's some necessity to move. So creating a limited time offer actually encourages you to take action. So it's my gift to you to take action, to get off the sidelines of your life and to create a life that you love so that when you wake up in the morning, as soon as your feet hit the floor, you're going to have a sense of calm, a sense of alignment, a sense of purpose, and a sense of passion. Before you pour that first cup of coffee, you're going to know that you are going to step into the best version of you today. You're going to find peace and centeredness and calm and a deep sense of your worth. To your bones, you will know that you are worthy of all the things that you desire. My friend Kara did the Unbecoming program. And she said to me, you know, Jada, I wasn't unhappy. I had all the things that I suppose was supposed to make me feel successful, but I just didn't. And when she did the Unbecoming program, she realized she still had lots of things about her self-worth. And when we cleared that up, all sorts of wonderful things started dropping into her life. But the most important thing was that she said to me, I finally feel worthy of having the things I desire in life. And that is so huge. Not only does she feel worthy, but now she also feels like she can handle her emotional health from day to day with such more grace and ease. And what a profound feeling it is to wake up in the morning and know your worth, to be able to step into work knowing that you are on your own team and you're going to be able to handle whatever life throws at you. I know this to be true because I've done this work myself. I know this to be true because I've walked the same road that you're on. And whether you're in your midlife or whether you're in your young adulthood, until we go back and embrace our inner child, it will limit what we can show up in our world. It will limit what will show up in our today. So I'm so excited you're here on this journey of self-discovery, of growth, of healing, and of changing your life and moving the dial and taking your life from autopilot where you feel stuck, maybe unfulfilled, not really excited about your life, to truly living and feeling your worth all the way to your bones so that you can get onto the business of creating a life you love and one that loves you back. So if you're ready, click the button and let's get this party started. And I will see you on the inside. If you have any questions, you can send me a DM. You can send me an email at jada@sylviasoul.com. And my team will be happy to support you in any way that we can. Take care.
Thank you for joining me today on another episode of Soul Via Soul. If anything resonated with you, share it with your friends on Instagram and give me a 5-star review. I really appreciate you being here. And until next time, I'll see you on the next episode.